church.
Amen.
So good to be here tonight. Camp meeting, looking forward to this week. And I've been praying, feel like the Lord has laid some things on our heart for the meeting, if it goes that way. So you just come and let's just have church together. Amen. I'd like to see some folks get saved. Amen. I'd like to see some folks get sanctified. And I'd like to see some folks get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe it's the Lord's will. People get healed and all the great things. We're just looking for the Lord to help us this week. But we do need your help. All right, I want these girls to sing for you tonight.
Y'all pray for us. We hadn't sung this song but like twice, so we're a little nervous. Job's wife said, go ahead and just curse God and die. But he refused to give in to the devil's battle cry. Job's wife said, go ahead and just curse God and die. But he to the devil's battle cry. He didn't understand a lot of things, but one thing he knew was he served a living God that always come through. And he is hope for the hopeless, the giver of life, rest for a pearl of great price, salvation for the lost. So look at the cross, and no matter the cost, God is. Out of nowhere you're called in the battle of your life. You're looking for peace of mind that you can't. That's when you see his reaching down hand. 'Cause he is hope for the hopeless, the giver of life, rest for the restless, a pearl of great price, salvation for the lost. The giver of life, rest for the restless, a pearl of great price, salvation for the lost. So look at the cross, and no matter the cost, God is. His resurrection for the dead. To the hungry, he is bread. And to all who said, come lay down your head. 'Cause he is hope for the hopeless, the giver of life, rest for the restless, a pearl of great price, salvation for the lost. So look at the cross, and no matter the cost, God is.
Appreciate the opportunity this year to be here with you in camp meeting. Appreciate the invitation from the men here on the board. Appreciate Brother Neil and all his labor and work. Brother Lynn Head, all these brethren, everybody that's here, and different ones that's mentioned, they're praying for us, and I appreciate that from the depths of my heart. Because I know if the Lord don't help us, then not much is going to be accomplished. And I sure would like to see God help us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Got something on my heart tonight. It's nothing very, maybe deep. Amen. But it's what I feel like preaching. The book of 1 Kings, chapter number 3. If you'll turn with us, the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 3. Praise God. 1 Kings, chapter number 3. And verse number 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast shewed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept him this for this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for the multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord. Amen. And the speech pleased the Lord. Amen. I want to preach a little bit, if the Lord would help us. In verse 5 it said, the Lord spoke to Solomon in this dream, and he said, "Ask what I shall give thee." Amen. And then when he asked, it said that his speech pleased the Lord. Praise God. And I want to preach to us on this first night of camp meeting, and I tell you, my heart's desire is to see some experiences this week. We need them, church. I don't know how it is in your local church or in your area, but I tell you what we're lacking around Westside is some experiences. Amen. We have a lot of people pray, and thank the Lord for that. A lot of people get stirred. But I mean, I'd like to see some experiences this week. Some people that get saved and changed by the power of God. People that get sanctified. People that get filled with the Holy Ghost. People that get the gifts and operation in their life. Amen. And I believe we can have that if we desire it. Amen. So I'm preaching tonight on what do you desire from the Lord. Amen. Does your desires please the Lord? What do you desire from the Lord? I don't know what you come to camp meeting this week in expectation of. Maybe as Brother Neil has already mentioned, you've come and you was anticipating and looking forward to this good choir singing. And you thought, boy, I'll tell you, I'm just be glad to get there and hear the choir sing those great songs. Or maybe you was anticipating hearing Brother Lynn Head preach in the morning services, or maybe being in the night services, or the special singing, maybe something in your mind, maybe the good fellowship. You're just hungry for good fellowship, to be around good people of God. But I would this week that we could look a little deeper than all that, and right here on this first night, that we could get a hold of something, amen, that we would want God to do in our life. I'd like to see, and I'm here for the purpose of seeing everybody get help. But even me, what is the one thing, if I had to choose, if God, like he did for Solomon, said, "I'm going to let you have one prayer request granted to you this week. I'm going to give you one thing that you ask for." What would I ask for? Amen. Solomon here was a young man, and he'd watched his father be a leader. He'd watched everything he'd went through, and his failures, his successes, he'd seen a lot. But you know, when he was asked this question in this dream by the Lord, his heart responded. And that's when you're going to get an experience from the Lord. It's not when you just respond because the preacher pleads and begs for you to come pray. Amen. I've seen it before where people would be in their pew, and I'm not against if you're prompted by the Lord to go back and maybe talk with somebody about their need to pray. But I've seen before where they really just went back and just really pulled them to the altar against their will. You could tell when they knelt down to pray, they were not broken, they were not contrite. Amen. Their mind wasn't on praying. They were just trying to get through it and get out of church and move on. They couldn't get nothing from the Lord because they didn't want nothing from the Lord. Amen. And if you only respond when the altar calls is given and we say everybody that come pray and you come out of an obligation, thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for not being rebellious. Amen. But thank you for coming. But oh, when there's something urging you in the depths of your heart. Amen. I've been in church a few times, Brother Joe, and the preacher got to preaching, and amen, I tell you, I just couldn't hardly wait for him to say, does anybody want to pray? Amen. I remember one service, I was sitting on the front row, I was a young preacher, and boy, I was fighting the devil. That preacher got to pulling down heaven. He got to preaching right where I was at. Amen. And somewhere, I think he was close to being through maybe, but he's still preaching. And I just fell down on my knees and I crawled up to that altar and just started squalling and crying and bawling. And you know what? I left there with help. Amen. Because something down inside of me was prompting me to go forward and to pray and to get help from God. And I tell you, my question to us tonight on this first night of camp meeting is, what do we really desire from the Lord? Amen. Solomon had a great opportunity here. Amen. One wish is going to be granted to you. Amen. He didn't ask for his enemies to be defeated before him. He didn't ask for great wealth and great riches, even though God honored him with those things. But you know what he desired? He said, I am but a child. Amen. I've got a great responsibility. I've got a people to lead. And I don't have the wisdom or the understanding that it takes to lead them. Lord, I would you'd grant unto me wisdom. I would you'd grant unto me understanding to know how to judge among these people. And you know what the word said? I read to you where it said these words, the speech is speech. It pleased the Lord. Amen. And the Lord said, that's what I like to hear. I like to hear somebody desiring a closer walk with God. I like to hear somebody coming in to camp meeting tonight. Amen. And maybe they'd say, I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody else is going to get in those altars. I don't know if anybody else is going to try to pray this week. But I've come to receive the Holy Ghost. If that's why you've come, if that's your desire, amen, you'd say, I'll tell you, I remember, amen, seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember the preacher would preach on hell. Amen. It didn't matter to me. When he got through preaching, amen, gave his altar call. Amen. Maybe for the lost, as soon as he opened them altars up, I found a place and I began to pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I didn't seek it 20 years. I didn't seek it 10 years. I want to tell you tonight, if you've been seeking the Holy Ghost, well, let me back up. Ain't nobody been seeking it 20 years. You might have not had it 20 years. But I tell you, when you really get to seeking it, amen, it don't take long. You start putting off whatever's hindering you. You start getting your mind made up. Amen, if your speech and desire pleases the Lord tonight, I want to tell you, you can have what you want from the Lord. Amen. What would we desire? Solomon's desire pleased God. What would we desire tonight? Amen. There may be some among us that they desire wealth. Amen. If you could give them anything, that might say, if I had $1 million, if I had $10 million, that's all I need and that's all I want. But you know what you're going to find out? Amen. I've known some wealthy men in my life. Amen. I've known some miserable men. And wealth could not buy health.
And wealth could not buy happiness. And wealth cannot buy a walk with God. If I had the money, I'd give to the missions. I'd do this and I'd do that with it. I've heard all that. Amen. But the thing is, you won't give out of what you got now. So why do you think if you had a million, you'd give then? You'd hoard it up just like you hoard it up now. Oh, come on, help me. You wouldn't pay tithe any better then than you pay now. Amen. Our desire should not be wealth. Our desire should not be fame. Our desire should not be to be lifted up. But, that we desire spiritual things. Amen. I tell you, if you're here and you're struggling with the world, you know what your desire needs to be? Before this meeting's over, I want to be sanctified. I want the desire the world took out of my heart. I want the desire of God so strong in my heart that the world would lose its luster and I'd fall in love with him all over again. Amen. You see, amen, when we get a desire, amen, that's the right desire. And I know the Bible said ask, you know, and you shall be given. Ask what you will. Amen. Amen. But that has to be in accordance to God's will. Amen. You can't ask for an elephant and one being grazing in the yard in the morning. Amen. That's nonsense. That's foolishness. Amen. But I tell you what that really means. Amen. It means when you have that deep desire of something that will benefit you spiritually, that will benefit you in loving and working for God, and you start asking for it. Amen. Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been without it all year. I've been without it for months. I need it in my life. When it gets to where you desire it, you know what you'll do? You'll press your way into these altars. Amen. You'll begin to call on heaven. You'll begin to search your heart and say, Lord, is there some reason I don't have it? Is there something I need to lay down? Is there something I need to do? Amen. Am I lacking in obedience? What is it, Lord? Amen. What do you desire from the Lord? And then maybe we've got several here I know that's got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But I want to ask you, is that once you receive the baptism, do we lose our desire? Amen. What about the gifts of the Spirit? What about tongues and interpretation and the gift of, amen, of faith and the gifts of healing? Amen. What about the 9 spiritual gifts? Listen. Amen. That we can get a desire tonight. I'm talking about you, mate. I'd like to see some experiences tonight. But if you don't get it tonight, but you can get a desire cultivated. Amen. It might be one morning, Brother Lynn. Amen. Why he gets up to preach. Amen. And he gets to say, come on, him. Help me now. Amen. And all of a sudden, that desire gets so great, amen, that he meets you right where you're sitting, and he gives you what you desire, amen. If you desire it bad enough and it pleases God, I want to tell you, on the authority of God's word, you can have it, amen. But the question is, what do we desire? Amen. And if we look at what we're lacking in, amen, and what we need, and we say, Lord, what do I need the most in my life to help me make this journey? Amen. I remember years ago, my grandpa, he was 70, early 70, 72, I believe. He'd been saved a few years. He got saved on up in age and been saved 4 or 5 years. And I remember he was seeking the Holy Ghost. But Grandpa didn't have a lot of oxygen and air to pray with. He'd try to pray and he'd get tired. Just couldn't maybe put forth the effort, you know, that we think about when people's really tearing for the Holy Ghost. And he'd try to pray. Well, one night, it was on New Year's Eve night. We was having a watch night service. Grandpa got to praying. Hey, man, he got the desire in the Holy Ghost so bad. Amen. And all of a sudden, somebody came by and started praying with him. Hey, man, laid hands on him, began to pray with him. It wasn't 5 minutes later. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on him. He was running. Amen. The aisles. He had one leg about 6 inches short of another. And he was running the aisles. Amen. Shouting and speaking in tongues. Amen. That's right. 72 years old. You know why he got it that night? He desired it. When God dealt with his heart. And he said, there's one thing I want you to do. He told the Lord, yes, I'll do it. He told me afterward, he said, he dealt with me before. But I never would do it. But that night, he said yes to the Lord. I'll do what you want me to do. If your desire could get great enough tonight, I tell you, it wouldn't matter what he said do. It wouldn't matter if he told you to go to somebody and apologize. Oh, come on here now. It wouldn't matter what he said do. If you get to wanting it bad enough, if you get to wanting an experience and something from God, you'll humble yourself down. Hey, Brother Newberry. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you really want an experience from God? Do you really want it? Amen. Oh, I wish I could preach to you what I feel on my heart tonight and tell you that if you'll get stirred up and ask for it and dig in. The Bible said, speaking of the Holy Ghost, he said, tarry until you be endued with power. Amen. We give the altar call and say, if you really want the Holy Ghost, come on up and pray. Are they awake? Come on here now. You know what he told me? They wouldn't. When I was young and go up there to pray, a child, young man, go up there to pray. My daddy was my pastor. And he wouldn't let me pray like that. Come here and help me. I know your name, I just can't think of it. Yeah. Kneel right there like you, put your head down like you're sleeping. He's seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was in youth camp about 2 weeks ago up in South Carolina, this boy right here. He'll shout at the drop of the hat when the Holy Ghost gets on him. Amen. I like that. You know what? I'd be praying and daddy'd come around there. He'd grab my hands. He'd say, put your hands up, son. Put your hands up. He said, look up. God's up there. Put your hands up. God's up there. Talk to him. Amen. Come on here now. He was trying to say, son, if you want the Holy Ghost, amen, act like you want it. If you want something from God this week, amen, act like you want it. Get in after. Amen. We got some folks, amen, I don't know. Amen. Pray like a plumb scared. Amen. Oh, I'd like to see some prayer warriors this week. Amen. Get to praying with folks and some experiences around the altar. But you gotta want it. You gotta desire it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. I got some more things I could preach to you, but you know what? I feel like what we need to do is take time tonight to have an altar service. Amen. I feel like we need to take time tonight to have an altar service. Praise God. What do you want tonight? If God was to visit you right now in this service, and say, I'm going to give you what you want. You can ask one thing of me, I'm going to grant it. Hey, man, where's your mind at right now? What would it be? It might be on a lost son or a lost daughter. It might be on a broken home. It might be that you look at your walk with the Lord and you see how you have struggled. You've been in and out and up and down. You can't get your feet planted. You can't get established. You might say, Lord, if I could have one thing this week, I want to get established in God and in holiness. I want to be sold out to you. Amen. It might be you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, go in for it this week. Amen. Obey God this week. If it tells you to testify, if he tells you to, amen, walk the aisles and worship him and lift your hands, amen, whatever he saith unto you, do it. You say, well, I'm scared I'll get out of order. That's why God's give us a good Holy Ghost filled MC. Amen. Amen. He knows how to get it back in order. He knows how to handle it. Come on, help me while I preach. Amen. So don't let the devil tell you, amen, not to get in, and not to worship, and not to pray. Amen. I can preach with you running and shouting. Amen. I can preach with you standing there looking at me. It ain't gonna hinder me. But I'll tell you what you need is get a desire tonight and say, I want the Holy Ghost. I want to be sanctified. I want to be healed. I want to see my children saved. Whatever you want, go in for it.
Amen. I'm not going to leave you standing alone. But I want to tell you, most of us right here tonight, if we wanted something carnal, don't matter if it was a gun or a boat, a new dress, come on, sister, shout amen. A new pair of shoes to add to all them you got in the closet. Amen. Don't matter. If we want it bad enough, you know what? We're going to find a way to try to work it around and get it. Take a little money out of, amen, the grocery money. Eat noodles, oodles of noodles for a week. Amen. Take a little money from here. Amen. Do this. Whatever it takes. Work it around and get what we want. And then when we get it, we rejoice. We tell everybody. We show it off. Come on here now. Carnal. But what about spiritual? Amen. What about going in for it tonight and saying, hey, I can't buy it with money. I can't barter it out. But I got to pray it through. I got to get in these altars and say, God, I'm here for a blessing. I'm here for an answer to prayer. I'm here for a miracle. I want to tell you, God is here to do that tonight. What do you desire? Go ahead, Sarah. What do you desire from the Lord? Hey, man, I want to open the altar tonight. If you're here and you want something from God this week, I want you to come. If you don't, if it don't matter if you get something or not, just stay where you're at. But if you come and you say, I want something from God this week, hey, man, make your way into this altar. I got a son needs to be saved, Brother Steve. I'd be making my way down. I got a daughter's in the middle of a divorce. I'd be making my way down. Amen. I need a closer walk with God. I'd be making my way down. I got a ministry that's failing. I'd be making my way down. Oh, I've got children that's struggling. I'd be coming on in. What do you need God to do for you? What do you need God to do for you? Ask. And it shall be given. Knock. Shall be opened. Seek. And you're going to find. Oh, that's right. Come on, young men. Come on, brothers. Oh, let's seek the Lord tonight. Let's go in for camp meeting. God, this is what I need. This is what I need.